feels better. It's not 100%. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's 100%, but it feels really good. I'm extremely excited about the progress from going out there, Tuesday, and then being able to go back out there today. So, like I said, I'm excited about the progress. I'm going to practice tomorrow, see how it feels in the morning, go throughout another practice, and see where we go from there. But so right now, in my mind, I'm up. I'm ready to go. I can perform to my level of performance. If there's one person in here that doesn't feel anything that's ailing them or lingering, then point that person out to me. But, you know, again, it's something that, you know, we're going to have to work through, and but it feels a ton better.
Craig, this is the kind of injury, or at least would appear to be, with the way others have dealt with it. You get out there, you feel good, you make one cut, and now you're dealing with it for another month. How much does that weigh on not only your mind, but probably the evaluation process?
It weighs heavily because, that, I mean, even going out there today, you know, you want to push it. You want to kind of push it to the limit to so you can give a good gauge on how you actually feel. And that's what I did. I went out there, I test, and then I'm like, okay, it's one thing to test. There's another thing to go up against a defender in actual game mode. And so I was able to do that, felt good. Didn't feel great, but I felt good enough to where I'm like, oh, yeah, I can do this. You know, I was, like, smiling, like, oh, man, I did it. You know, so it felt good. Like I said, it's not 100%, but, again, you find one person across the league right now, week three, that's 100%. They're not doing something.
Greg, what happened on Tuesday, though? Because at least when I walked into practice, you were doing individual stuff and catching passes. Did you have a setback?
Yeah, I just really wasn't ready yet. You know, we were just trying it. You know, we had the day off. So, you know, my mindset was, let's go out there, let's give it a shot. If it's not ready, then we got Wednesday day off, and then we took yesterday off as well. So I guess you can call it a setback. In my eyes, it was a disappointment because you want to be able to go out there and perform. But, again, I wasn't able to go to my – like today. Today I was able to continue. Tuesday I wasn't able to continue.
We know you're a positive guy, but how do you think the year's gone so far? You had the concussion, you miss a game, which isn't something you're accustomed to.
Yeah, it's been a rough start to the year for me. Something that I'm not pretty high on doing is standing on the sideline as much as I've been standing on the sideline, and missing practice for that matter as much. But, you know, growing pains, I guess. Got to go through it at some point, but I'll get through it. It's like you said, I'm a positive guy. I'm not completely worried about, you know, it lingering too bad. It is what it is. Like I said, it's going to be something that I'm going to have to kind of push through right now. And if I can get close to 100%, that's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking to be 100% because that will never happen, ever, probably my career. Ever.
It'd been a long time since you'd missed a game. I mean, you missed one when your first daughter was born. You missed some other time early in 07. And then, unless they were sitting you, you weren't sitting out at all. And then you had the knee last year. I mean, you a little frustrated by maybe your bad luck in the last X number of...
It's a little frustrated. I'm not one that believes in bad luck. It's all a part of the game. But it is frustrating. It really is frustrating. You can kind of get down, but I try not to do that. I try to look at the positives. The negatives kind of jump in your face when you see guys, especially you see your guys going through practice and, you know, taking a heavy load of reps. That's kind of putting the burden on them as well. So that kind of weighs on you. And then the fact of this just isn't me, you know, not being out there, not being a part, not being active, being injured. I don't even like using the word, but having something hinder me from going out there and performing and doing what I do. So it's been a process that I'm not accustomed to, but something that I've had to adjust to, and we're working through it. I think the most thing, I just lost the lack of conditioning. That's the number one thing. I think that all comes back pretty vastly. I'm not too concerned about that. I don't think Aaron's too concerned about that. It's just a matter of getting out there and being out there consistently. That's been the issue, not being out there on a consistent basis to develop that timing or whatever. But that comes back like riding a bike, you know. So I'm not concerned about that. It's just making sure that I'm ready to be out there when I am out there. And when I am out there, I can have endurance to stay out there. So
last one.
There we go.
We just talk about, you've played in Seattle before. We talk about the atmosphere and how hard it is to play when it's so loud.
It's extremely loud. You know, I remember the first time I played out there was we were in pregame, and I'm standing next to Brett at the time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot hear you right now, and it's pregame. So it's an extremely loud place to play. It's an exciting place to play. We've had some success up there. Hopefully that carries over to Monday night. But, you know, they're a new team with a new coach, with a new identity. But, you know, again, you know, we come in there with the mindset of walking away with the win. That's our mindset. That's our one goal. That's our focus. And, you know, we're preparing to do that each day throughout practice.